Welcome back. It's Randy Miller's Kansas City, and we are here with the people that know what they're talking about, especially Woodland Trails, this great new community in South Jackson County. And Jim Reif is here, the developer, Michelle Reif, his wife, and the realtor there on site, as well as Jana Laswell, the interior designer. We got the whole team here, Jim. It's pretty good. It's who you work with every day, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty fun team.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you got everybody on board. I mean, you got everybody out there, and there's the thing that really strikes me about everybody that we talk to—the builders, the designers, the realtors—they're so passionate about Woodland Trails. That's not always the case.
Well, it's a unique project.
It is
all the space and trees and trails and room and.
And they're proud of, I mean, they're proud of it, and they're proud of the community and what they're doing and the people that are kind of buying into this vision. And, you know, we got the Parade of Homes coming up this weekend, and a great chance for people to see some things. Now, you also developed Woodland Shores in Lee's Summit, which is a spectacular community. And that the house that you showed me, that's going to be in the Parade of Homes, right?
Yes, it is.
And talk about that concept a little bit, because it's pretty amazing what you've developed there.
Well, I work with an architect from Boulder, Colorado, Jim Vandervoorst, and we have a proprietary relationship. We're in Kansas City, and we only work together. And we have what's called an edgeless house, and the edgeless house has several components. A key issue is to bring the outside in. So when you're in the house, you really feel like you're kind of, it's not like you're actually outside, but it's kind of like you're on a porch. So when you're in your living room, you almost feel like you're out on a porch.
Well, it's kind of, your eye kind of leads you somewhere else every time you see a part of the house. Right?
There's a lot of architectural techniques that draw your eye out. So continuing the material from the inside to the outside, bringing the glass right up to that material draws your eye out. Various things can be as complicated as beams going through windows and as simple as putting the same flowers on the inside of the window and another pot of the same kind on the outside of the window and blurring the distinction between inside and out.
Yeah, I mean, this is a home that you really need to see on the parade because it's tough to describe. I mean, it's such an innovative concept. And Jana, as an interior designer, have you seen?
I have. Okay. I helped make selections for this house.
Okay, and is that harder for you? I mean, it's such a unique concept.
It is a unique concept. I think it's really interesting to work on a house like that because you really have to pay attention to not overdoing it with finishes within the house and still keeping that interest going in the finishes. So it's interesting to work on a house like that you're so aware of the outdoors all the time and don't want to take away from that.
Because a lot of the architecture kind of does your job for you.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just select things that complement what's already there.
And Jim, how did you guys come up with that idea? How did you come up with that design?
Well, Vandervoorst has been working on it for a long time and specializes kind of in this concept. And then we've evolved it over a couple of decades.
Wow.
But there are other components. So one is to blur the distinction between the inside and the out. Another component is to make spaces feel bigger than maybe they actually are.
Boy, man, that is the truth, because when we walked through that house, you know, we tried to take a guess at the square footage, and I thought it was almost twice as much as it was. Because it just feels big, you know.
And some of those techniques are like letting the space, the ceiling space, overlap other spaces. So when you look up and you feel all that ceiling, well, it's really going over the pantry. It's really going over the half bath or the hall to the master. But it just makes where you are feel much larger.
Yeah, and, you know, you were talking to the explaining this to the subcontractors. And, I mean, it's one thing for you to know it, but then to explain it to somebody who's never even thought about something like that.
You get a lot of deer in the headlights looks.
Right.
Another whole part of the edgeless concept is looking at things with a three-dimensional perspective. So, of course, we live in a three-dimensional world, but building plans are all on paper, which is two-dimensional.
Right.
So when you start—and most people can't really visualize in three dimensions, and so— when, like, Vandervoorst particularly is designing things in three dimensions, and he can see it in his mind how it's going to look, and it's going to look a lot better. So, for instance, a typical fireplace, you just have a hole in the wall where your fire is,
right.
and you build, put some trim and masonry around it, and because everybody's thinking two dimensions. Whereas if a fireplace that we would do, it is a full three-dimensional object. So if it's like on the outside wall, it extends to the outside, it extends around the outside, it's got a front, it's got a back, it's got sides. It's a complete object and not just a facade that you put up against a wall.
Hey, Michelle, when you show a house like that, because this is your listing, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you show a house like that, what are people's reactions? Are they, is it 100% they love it? Is it, how does that work?
By and large, people really do love it.
Yeah.
It is, they don't know why they love it.
Yeah.
They don't know why they love
right.
it. Because
it's a feel thing, isn't it?
It is a feel thing. And the amazing thing about architecture is what it can do to your mood.
Yeah.
You know, it can improve and enhance your lifestyle on such a deep level. Really good, innovative architecture, that's what it's supposed to do. But it's not supposed to be in your face.
Right.
You know, and the thing about the edgeless house concept is there are dozens and dozens of very overt and very subtle architectural features and concepts that integrate and interplay with each other. And not just anybody can put those all together. I mean, this plan took decades, literally decades, to evolve. Mm. And this was hours and hours, hundreds of hours of Jim working with this incredibly gifted architect to develop this concept. And something like that emerges out of a real passion for design,
sure.
which is really where Jim's strength is that he is very passionate. He is a builder through and through, and he's very passionate about the architecture and the design. And to him, a home is a work of art that people live in.
But functional too, right, Jim? It's got to be functional as well.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, but to have that vision for, a concept like that, that has to be something that's a lot of work, but it sounds like it's a lot of fun for you too.
It is. It's a big outlet.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about functionality. So another aspect of this plan and of the edgeless house is to create really wonderful spaces that you're going to use and not build a bunch of spaces you're not going to use. So we've kind of been hitting on the dining room, and so we really don't have we have one dining space that's open to the rest. It's kind of more formal than a breakfast room and less formal than maybe a separate formal dining room. We have the master suite, nice laundry, huge pantry, but just spaces you're really going to be using.
And, you know, the big thing has always been to have a flow through a house, right? I mean, the flow through that house never stops. I mean, it's hard to tell, you know, where one room ends and another starts. And I think that's kind of the key, right?
Right. We're not wanting to just build boxes.
Right.
So yeah. Often people think of, well, I want this box for this room and this box for this room and this box for this room. We're creating spaces.
Yeah.
And spaces overlap and they have these very subtle transitions. Things in the end, they feel better. It's more natural.
That's what I was going to say. It's very, what's the big word now? It's organic. Very natural. I mean, when you're in those houses.
Right. The edgeless house is just really easy to live in.
Right. Yeah.
It's easy to live in. You know, I kind of find that, you know, I enjoy being home mm-hmm. more. It's, you don't feel like you're locked in and like Jim said, in a box. And you know, you're in home and you're enjoying the shelter of your home, but at the same time, you're very aware of the nature, you're very aware of the outdoors, the landscaping, you know, and that integration and interplay between the spaces is just really, really soothing.
I mean, and you talk about bringing everything together. I mean, it really does. It brings the outdoor in. I mean, you've got every space around your home, including the outside, is included, and you can appreciate it more, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's one cool. of the biggest compliments I've ever gotten is a businessman, a very busy businessman, bought one of my houses and, of course, typical, just worked all the time. And after he bought the house, he just made it a priority and started coming home early. He wanted to be home for the sunset with his wife.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He just changed his whole lifestyle.
We hear that a lot. We hear that a lot from the people who end up building this home with Jim, is that they just they didn't know that they could love their being at home so
wow.
much.
Yeah, that's got to be the greatest yeah. compliment. Now, and that's at Woodland Shores, which
the
is
Woodland
on the Parade
Shores,
of Homes.
Right, it's on the Parade of Homes. It will not be. It will not. It's just we're just getting this thing finished just in
yeah.
time for the parade.
That's cool.
But they can call me if they want more information at 875-6585.
Do that number one more time.
816-875-6585.
And that's for Michelle Reif. Hey, we're going to come back and we're going to tell you what we're doing next weekend out at Woodland Trails. That's next right here, Randy Miller's Kansas City.